Today's episode is really unique.
I was listening to the podcast, This Is So Awkward, with co-host Dr. Kara Natterson and Vanessa Kroll Bennett interview Dr. Michael Rich about digital wellness, managing technology, and the subject of this podcast,
the challenges with artificial intelligence, AI, in education. How are we enforcing it? Who's enforcing it? Why are we enforcing it? And as always, it got me thinking about whose voice was missing. We took this opportunity to interview some students about their experiences with AI and ask them for their feedback on what AI has afforded them, what they're using it for, what their peers are using it for. Their answers will surprise you. So this is a unique one because I interviewed three different students in three different phases of their lives to give me some of their insights. I'm going to try and summarize some of the things that they shared. So stay tuned, enjoy, and let me know what you think about this one.
Welcome to the podcast, Education Unimagined, where we give students an opportunity to share their voice in a system where often their voice is unheard. I ask them to share their experience and advice on how we can improve the experience for everyone.
I am so excited to explore the topic of artificial intelligence with you today. And how we dive deep into the world of the way AI is transforming education. As we described, we are going to use the perspective of some of the students that I interviewed to navigate this technological frontier. We have heard how AI has emerged in classrooms, and it's really emerged since spring of 2023. So we're now in May of 2024, we're a full year into students utilizing artificial intelligence in the classroom, out of the classroom, as a tool, as a crutch. And let's find out what some of the students were saying. It's become a valuable tool for students across all different academic tasks. Students we interviewed shared compelling stories of AI as a multifunctional tool, helping them in a variety of ways, from summarizing text and generating ideas to crafting emails and even drafting papers under pressure of time. Yes, friends, they do use it to cheat. But the vast majority of how they're using AI is not to cheat. And that is so fascinating. It's become an indispensable aid in their academic toolkit. So let's hear how some of them are using AI from themselves.
To be honest, I'm not the best person to like type a formal email to anyone. AI like ChatGPT to kind of like form an email for me to make it more sophisticated and more concise, because I didn't want to like send an email that sounded too friendly or sounded too formal, you know what I mean? Because you never know what type of vibe you're trying to get off at. I would always type out what I would want to get out of the email first, so what I would want to say, and then I'll read it over, and then if I feel like it needed that kind of touch up, sophistication, tighten up, then I would put into like ChatGPT, refine this to make it more formal, and then I'll like put in quotations and then put my email, and then it'll kind of give me a whole bunch of options on how to actually format it, which I found really helpful, because it's like they all are quite similar, but it's trying to find the one that kind of suits the vibe and trying to the connection that you're trying to make with these people. My English teacher, for example, she doesn't really want us using AI, but really and truly teachers need to realize that it helps us. And even though AI is doing the work in a way, but it kind of increases our knowledge in terms of vocabulary and punctuation, because like you see it, AI use it, and you're like, okay, so now I see how it's used. I can use it future references when I'm writing my own writing.
Something really fascinating came out of some of these conversations, and it made me really think about the way we help students revise their writing, right? And I think about the way that I, as a student, would share my first draft with an English teacher or share my first draft of my lab report with my science teacher, and I would get feedback. And so it made me think about, is maybe AI a form of revising? And can we use AI as a tool in place of that revisional technique that we used in classrooms? So hear how students thought about using AI as a tool to help them revise their writing.
It's kind of funny because when I would go to my English teacher or even my college counselor and I would write something, I'd be like, look, what do you think of this? They all kind of say the same thing that like AI would say. I'd be like, look, how can I make this more sophisticated or seem more brainier or whatever? And they'll give me a few varieties. And then I put into AI and it's like the exact same thing. They just give it to me quicker. When teachers say don't use AI, I'm just like, you're going to give me, if I ask for feedback, you're kind of going to give me the same sort of solution anyway. So in a way, I don't really see it as like a negative, but I kind of do see the relationship between teachers and then how AI kind of formulate for us.
So we've seen that there's a lot of really great uses for AI as a tool, but where is the line and how do we navigate that line? Who should define that line? And that was really an important question for me to dig into with the students. And so a crucial theme emerged. There is a line between using AI as a tool and over-relying on it. The interviewees expressed their views on this balance, and they emphasized the importance of maintaining their voice, integrity in their work, and not letting AI overshadow their critical thinking and creativity. Let's listen to what some of their thoughts were.
It's definitely been talked about. Yeah. Like, we've definitely had conversations about it and like what's wrong and what's right and like what we can use and what we can't. However, I don't think it's thorough enough. I don't think I've actually gotten told, like taught, like how to use it to help me, which I think like I've kind of figured that out by myself because I use it every single day and I'm getting better. I'm still learning how to use it. I still make mistakes with it. But like sometimes in like my free time, like when I'm done with my assignments, like I'll run it through a bunch of things and see like what it can do and what it can't do, because you can actually stump ChatGPT, which I think is pretty cool.
I think it's very much a case by case basis thing. I'm like, what is happening? But when I think about my work and what I produce, like as an academic, I want the words that I say and the words that I write to be my words. You know what I mean? Like, of course, I don't mind using it for synonyms or rewrite this sentence. For me, it's a really hard sentence. But beyond those kind of fixes, I really think it becomes not your work anymore. I think you should be proud of the work you do. And if you're just typing it into a chatbot and getting it back in a minute or two, you don't really care about that. I think as long as the words are yours, I think that is the most important piece of all of it.
I was interested in finding out if students were going to use AI as a tool for high-stake assignments like college essays. And their answers were really interesting. Students tread cautiously. While AI offers some shortcuts, maybe giving them prompts on what to write their college essay about, they're aware of the risks and they understand that colleges probably are pretty adept at discerning AI-generated content. And this awareness will keep them grounded so that they use AI primarily for the brainstorming rather than their final masterpiece or their final submission.
I think colleges know who's writing what, because they have seen millions and millions and millions of papers of applicants. I have a feeling that they have a pretty good grasp on this kid put their heart and soul out there and this kid put in ChatGPT. I'm not going to have it write me the paper, absolutely not. But if I needed to crank out some ideas, for, like I have it up right now, create me 5 ideas on a college essay. Absolutely, here's 5 potential college essay ideas. It's like aspiration. It just gives you ideas that you can build upon.
And so what it really comes down to is, how do we regulate this system? How do we help enforce what is appropriate and what is inappropriate use of using AI in the classroom? And I explored this with the students. how do teachers regulate AI? And they helped me recognize that there is a spectrum of approaches, from outright banning AI to cautious integration. And our students are going to echo the sentiment of not letting AI do the thinking for them, advocating for a relationship that is in balance, where AI supports but doesn't replace their own thinking. And it was really, really enlightening to hear some of their thoughts on the way we regulate or ineffectively regulate AI.
In my experience, I've kind of seen like three different approaches to it. One approach is just very much like, AI is not allowed in this space. AI is harmful and you will not learn anything from AI. And with those kind of teachers, they're usually a little bit older. They're the kind of teachers that may still like use paper for assignments. So it's like, kind of just makes sense for that. I'm not willing to change with the times, but it's still kind of like, people are going to use AI in their class no matter what. Then the other kind of teachers that actually accept that AI is going to be a tool no matter what kind of take two approaches with it. They use it as like, this is a tool we use in class. You know, you shouldn't use it on your papers. You shouldn't X, Y, and Z, but you can use it to ask it a question. And that's been really interesting conversation they're having with students, is like how you actually use it as a tool. You know what I mean? And how do you not just cheat with it. And I think that's hard for younger kids because people just want to get it over with, you know what I mean? But I think like as you get older, especially in college, you know, people are really willing to like try to learn it as a tool instead of using it as like a cheat code. Teachers acknowledge it, they're like very strict about it, you know what I mean? Like they'll be like we know you're gonna be doing it, but if we catch you, you will be expelled. And they don't acknowledge the like tool aspect of it. And they just acknowledge like the cheating aspect of it. And I think that's a little, I don't know, it's not completely fair to the tool, but I think it is important to figure out ways to like check if like a paper is AI. You know what I mean? I just think it's important to kind of have like a middle ground of it.
As you probably heard from these various voices, there is so many nuances on how we navigate AI in the classroom. And wrapping this up, the conversation with students actually led me to think of engaging them in the conversation and developing a protocol for having a critical thinking conversation about uses of AI, because I think the students are truly worried about how other students are using or misusing AI and how it impacts their learning and how it impacts their desire to complete an assignment using AI or not using AI. So I use these conversations to help inspire me to create a protocol for teachers to use, and that's available. It will be available in the show notes, but it's also available on my Teacher Pay Teacher page, which is Peers Not Fears. There are other really useful activities that help you engage your students in the processes of academics with you. Thank you so much for spending time with me today and our three incredible students, Will, a sophomore in high school, Aya, a junior in high school, and Aiden, a senior in college. I hope you enjoyed listening to the conversations or the snippets of conversations that I had with these incredible young people, and I hope you take what they had to say and apply it to your teaching. Thanks again. Student voices are highlighted in this conversation because their voices are critical in our approach on how we navigate AI in education. Collaborative conversation on the appropriate use of AI in our classrooms is crucial to the success for students, as well as us as the educators who are playing catch up, let's be honest. As a result, I developed a protocol for you to use in your classrooms that's available on Teacher Pay Teachers and Peers Not Fears to help guide teachers and students alike. Thank you for listening to another episode of Education Unimagined, where we take the voices of students who are often silenced in the system of education and amplify them. If you're a parent or an educator and you want to help develop leadership skills for students that you work with, join my free Facebook group, Leadership for Our Kids. If you haven't already, please follow the podcast and leave a review. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone.
The theme music for this podcast, Unimagined, was written and produced by another fellow educator, Keith McClendon.
Imagine what they will do. I know you can imagine too. I know you can imagine too. Thank you.